All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
What's going on, everybody? I'm Scott from Koenig, and with me is Nick from Koenig.
What up?
And we are back with another episode of Wheel Wednesday podcast. Hope you are all doing well.
Welcome back.
Yeah, nice to see you.
How's your week going, Scott?
Oh, it's great. So, let's see here. If you haven't already, make sure you stop by one of our Instagram or Facebook Lives. We do them every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern. And also make sure that you go ahead and subscribe onto the good old YouTube channel here. That would be cool. Let's see what else we have. Before we get into this video further, if you can give us a like, thumbs up, subscribe, notification bell. You know, everything you got, just throw it at it right now.
You just did the subscribe thing twice.
Yeah, it feels great. I love it. Just shows you we want you twice as bad. So this week we're actually going to be talking about something that we get quite a few questions that more or less turn into debates with, and that is valve stems.
Exciting.
Right. Yeah, you know, look, we try to bring this stuff to you, but I got to tell you, sometimes it's a process. We're not gonna do too much as far as length and stuff like that. We are gonna cover some of the basics. Despite what you think, for the most part, there are a lot of people that are super advocates of metal valves, and there's really pros and cons of the metal valves. So we're gonna run through some of those, and this is not really one of those topics where we're gonna debate about what's better or what's worse. We're really just talk about the pros and cons of using metal valve stems to compare to a regular standard rubber pull-through valve. So, and the reason is because there's a time and a place where each one can be used, and using one over the other is not incorrect, but there definitely are some things that we should note. So we're going to run through some of them.
Now, let's take this one apart.
Yeah, so if you're not familiar with the difference between a rubber valve stem and a metal valve stem, a rubber valve stem, I don't actually have one, so I don't tell you. a rubber valve stem is usually, I mean, it's all rubber, and it's sized so that the bottom of the base is actually wider than the actual stem itself. So when it gets pulled through a wheel, it basically will lock in almost like a grommet would on a piece of metal.
Yeah, you got to kind of like pull it through, like squeeze the big end through, and then once it's in, that's it.
Right. It seals by the base. Now, that's a standard thing, and rubber valves are approved for motorsport and street use and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and they've been used for years, and I've used them. I tend to prefer them over metal valves myself.
Why?
So the reason I prefer them is because they seem to have a more forgiving nature to them. I'll explain as we get into that stuff.
Can I reassemble this?
Thought this. So now we told you what a rubber valve stem seal. Let's talk about a metal valve stem seal. And there's a few different designs. So
I doubt they'll be able to see that.
You think so?
Yeah.
No good?
Go for it anyway.
I'll give it a shot. So the first thing you should understand is that a metal valve stem is essentially this. I think maybe.
I'll overlay a photo. Fair. You can't see it.
On the bottom is actually a rubber stem, rubber seal. And what happens is this gets inserted into the back of the wheel. And then there's two different types. There's actually an older type which will have another rubber seal that goes the other way and then kind of sandwiches between the valve stem hole and the wheel.
And then you just gotta tighten it down.
But these ones, and most of the modern ones, what happens is they'll actually have like plastic washer and then a metal washer. And what happens is that's because the locking nut that's on the top that goes over this and threads on is what clamps it into the wheel. So the plastic or, you know, I guess we'll call them nylon washer or whatever it is, not only, you know, make sure that you don't grind up against that wheel, it also kind of applies that cushion to allow everything to be copacetic. And then the metal stem is there to, you know, whatever. And they go in different, there's different types of those. I mean, you could see that, you know, this is a black one, and they're different materials. This is pretty heavy. So this is probably a stainless steel valve. And this is
aluminum?
Yeah, this is going to be an aluminum valve. And you can see same type of premise here, but the difference on this thing is that the weight is just, I mean, virtually almost nothing. I mean, it's pretty light. So you could see that basically what happens is there's like a nylon or a poly washer here that would go against the wheel, and then the metal O-ring or washer, we'll call it, would go right before this locking cap. So now comes the pros and the cons. And I don't want to do, I think what I'll do is I'm going to run through a few points and we'll just talk about how the valves are different, I guess.
Okay, cool.
I don't really know what else to do with it. So the first thing is, and this holds true for either the rubber stem or a metal stem, there's always going to be a quality difference. I've read people say things like, oh, metal valves are better because the rubber ones are often cheap garbage. Well, there's really good rubber valves too. You know, that's the nature of almost any product that's out there. And, you know, making sure that you have a good quality product, regardless of what you use, genuinely and usually makes a difference for if you have any issues or not. And that's the same with metal valve stems. I mean, there's a lot of cheap junk, you know, aluminum or, mm-hmm. you know, different valves, and they can cause issues just like rubber valves. But rubber valves tend to usually be a little bit more safer in the sense that they do seal. People will tell you that they have a lifespan. Yeah, I mean, it's accurate. But I've had rubber valve stems in certain wheels for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I've you know, not that I advocate to do this, but I've done tire changes on sets of wheels and never changed the valve or whatever it may be, and I've never had and I don't have issues. You know, many of the times that when people say, oh, well, they break off at the base or something like that, a lot of that metal valve stem issue has to do with the original installation.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you pull a rubber valve stem, you know, there's these tools and you'll see that they're kind of like this. I wish I would have had one with me, but they're like a long stem there that screws on to, I think it screws on to the valve here. And what ends up happening is, there's like a little like joint, like an inch or so in on the tool, and it allows you to kind of like pull the valve through.
Yeah.
Well, you can really, you know, especially if somebody goes to town on that, you could damage the valve stem, mm-hmm. right? Like you can just rip or put a, you know, and then over time,
it just gets worse.
Yeah. So that's the first thing. But look, do rubber valves technically have a lifespan? Absolutely. Do metal valves have a lifespan? Absolutely. And people are going to say, no, they're metal, they don't. Okay.
But
we're not talking about the metal.
But all right, so we don't have one here, so I have a question for you. So does it screw in, like how this screws in, or it's just you pull it in and that's it?
No, it doesn't screw in. It pulls in.
Okay. No, because you just mentioned something about the thing on the bottom, but that's just to pull it through.
That's on the top. It actually clamps onto the top. But when you pull a rubber valve through.
So like it goes through.
Goes through the back of the wheel.
And then
goes through the back of the wheel, and then you pull it through.
Gotcha.
But so now let's talk about the life of the metal valve. It's not necessarily the metal valve itself as it is as much that rubber gasket or that's going to be found on the valves.
I feel like this would wear down faster.
Well, that's a debatable point.
Maybe if like constant changing of like loosening and retightening and loosening.
Well, that's a debatable point.
If you're reusing them.
What I will say is this, is that all rubber, you know, rubber O-rings, seals, whatever it may be, they all have a life, right? And at some point, They're going to dry rot. They're going to get, based on what conditions and environments you expose them to.
Worn down.
They're going to wear, and at some point, they will be a leaking factor, and that will happen to metal valves. In fact, I can say from experience that that has happened to me many more times on a metal valve and than it has on a rubber valve. Mm-hmm. Now, remember that TPMS systems, many of the times, their sensors are made with metal valves, which have seals, these rubber seals, which are very, very similar to the ones you'll find on these metal valves. Mm-hmm. And they have the same type of locking, washing nut, and washers. So, you know, if you've ever had an issue where you have a leaking valve stem, the interesting part about some of the metal valve stems is that, you know, they do have this locking nut, and sometimes you can get away with it by just giving them a little bit of tightness to it and kind of suck up whatever leak was there from the underside. But sometimes you just can't. So, you know, that's that. So quality, we've talked about quality, we've talked about material. The same way rubber valve stems may not all be created equal, metal valve stems certainly are not created equal. Again, this is a stainless steel valve. It's got more weight to it. This is an aluminum valve. It's got much less weight to it. Both of these are quality pieces. However, there are some differences. There are some anodized, cheaper valves out there that they may not use similar metals when they put the valve stem cap together, or when they source the valve stem cap. Sometimes you'll see the inners are brass, where, you know, they're not all aluminum, whatever it may be, and putting dissimilar metals together causes corrosion. Mm-hmm. So there's that. There's instances where you'll hear people say that they had metal valves and they couldn't get the caps off, and when they tried to use like some sort of tool to get the valves off, they broke the stem. So, you know, look, when it comes down to metal valve stems, you should always put a little bit of anti-seize onto the threads to make sure that they're coated, and I would check that every once in a while, because, you know, just the nature of corrosion, not being able to get some of this apart turns into a nightmare.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Let's see what else. I hear people talk about where's the place? Like, where does a metal valve stem have its place?
I mean, I feel like I would only see it on, like, if somebody upgrades their wheels or does some type of build into their car, or like you said, cars that come with TPMS, and they tend to have the metal valve stems.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you can also argue that, especially when you're buying quality pieces, that some of the metal valve stems are exceptionally good for motorsport, in the sense that a lot of them are built with, you know, much higher pressure valves and different things.
Yeah.
And the durability that they have from repeat use, if you're going back and forth. There's some merit to that thought. However, I will also tell you that, you know, what's interesting is, and they do make valves of different sizes, so you can get a smaller one.
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting to me is that I have seen plenty of metal valve stems that got totally just gnawed right off, you know, during races or whatever it may be, from wheel-to-wheel contact or debris or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Because remember, like, when you take an aluminum valve or take one of these valves and you smash it something.
There's no flexibility.
That's right. Yeah. And so,
at least the rubber one, you know, it can bend before it'll actually rip through the
majority of the rubber. Time. And you know, this is funny. This is exceptionally true for a lot of the off-road guys. You know,
mm-hmm.
they'll go off-road, and a lot of times they'll have these other metal valves, or they don't have TPMS sensors, so the valve is actually in the back of the wheel, and they could do some nasty damage, and, you know, it just lets all the air out.
Yeah.
So let's see. So there's definitely that. Now let's talk about some other parts of metal valves. metal valves, if you have TPMS sensors in your wheel and you decide to go to a metal valve, many of the TPMS sensors are not compatible with metal valves. So there's a couple ways to adapt them. One way is going to be that there's like these little brackets that they actually sell with, that will actually mount, they mount on the underside of the valve. So what happens is, like, here, let's look at this valve real quick, because it's disassembled. So what will happen here is this, is that what you, what they would do is they would take this rubber seal off. This one's on it really well. But they would take this rubber seal off.
That doesn't unscrew, that bottom piece?
What's that? No, this one doesn't. Some of them do. They'll have a double bolt, and I honestly don't like them as much. I like these much better. But basically what happens is I'll tell you why I don't like the ones as much the other way. But what happens is you would just remove this rubber seal. You would put the bracket around this, put the rubber seal back on. You feed this through the wheel, assemble the valve like you would. Take the TPMS sensor. You'd actually secure it with the locking nut through this bracket. And it actually holds the TPMS sensor inside your wheel.
Yeah.
So that it still registers TPMS sensor and you can use a metal valve. Now, look, many of the TPMS sensors are going to be partly metal valve anyway. So, you know, whether you need to go through all that is a whole other story. Mm. There is a different type of metal valve. One that actually has the two rubber seals, like I mentioned, but also on the bottom of it, there's actually two nuts. And so what happens is...
What, for the TPMS?
No, or it's actually because the way they're assembled. I should have brought one, but there's...
Or is it because the bottom unscrews, so it needs like a locking nut?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so when that happens, you know, to me, I always feel like there's always that little bit of fear of the nut backing off from vibration. Mm-hmm. And now the thing loosens up, and now you have to dismount your tire to fix it.
Yeah, because it's inside the wheel.
Yeah. This at least, if you start seeing this come loose or whatever it is, you know, you're on the front of it, you can kind of snug up this this nut a little bit.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I'd much rather have that.
Right, so I kind of like the fixed back. But, you know, there was also different parts where they used to adapt different TPMS sensor brackets and stuff on them. So there's that piece. You know, look, I mean, again, you'll notice that most of the rubber valve stems, they come with plastic caps. Right? I mean, obviously.
Yes.
And a lot of the reason is that there's a brass. If you look at most of the rubber valve stems, they're the inside threads here, the valve stem itself is made of brass. Mm-hmm. And by putting something else on here, a different material, you could possibly start corrosion. So so it makes sense that they would use plastic there. We've covered a lot of this stuff. I mean, there's definitely pros and cons. I mean, there. But, you know, the same way, you know, I know I said...
Well, what are some of the cons to using, like, a rubber one?
So I think the cons, you know, are that people will say, oh, that they aren't as tough. I would argue that if you're going to smack a valve stem, that I think that the rubber ones may actually hold up better.
Yeah.
Because I think they could take a better impact. I would argue that, you know, some people will say that the rubber stems are cheap and they leak. Not really. The good ones don't. You know, if they're a good quality supplier, they don't leak. And, you know, many of the times if you have a leak from a valve stem, it's usually not, unless somebody that installed your wheels and tires, they went to town pulling that thing through.
Yeah.
Which happens. That's happened to me before. Mm-hmm. You get an installer super excited and just yanks on that thing and like literally causes like a hairline.
Should you grease it up when trying to pull it through? Or
I mean, you know what?
I don't think there's that much resistance in it.
No, they kind of just go through. I mean, they're really not that difficult to pull through. So I think a lot of the stuff you'll hear out there is this. Some people even make the case, oh, well, these are much higher pressure to hold better pressures for the track, this, that, the other thing.
Is that true?
Well, so the answer, if it's a quality piece, a lot of times is yes. However, I will counter that by saying that there are high pressure rubber valves that come in different sizes as well. So again, now going back to that quality.
So just because it's metal doesn't mean that it can hold higher pressure. It depends on how it was.
You know, that's a great question, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know the answer to it. I really don't. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you kind of just answered it because you said rubber ones are, you know, there are rubber ones out there that are capable of holding higher pressures. So
there are. I would assume that there's going to be some valves that, you know, metal valves that are capable of holding higher pressures and some that are not. I don't know. I personally just don't know if the rubber valves, the reason that their pressure issue is, you know, when you disassemble a rubber, disassemble any valve, the core of the valve actually comes out. There's a core removal tool.
Right.
And so there's actually a seal on that core. And so I don't know if it's part of that Schrader-type part or if it's going to be one of those things where it has literally to do with the amount of pressure that a rubber stem could hold from the body of it. I really don't know that, and that would be an interesting thing for me to have looked up before we came in here. But
next time.
Right.
On the following podcast, we do on valve stems.
Right. I think that really when it comes down to valve stems, you know, like I've said so many times with different wheels and, you know, consider
it's
your
really
use.
Personal preference.
Yeah, consider your use. Consider your function. Make sure you're buying quality pieces, right, regardless, metal or plastic.
I think I had one metal set. Rubber. I think I bought a used set of wheels that came with metal valve stems on them. I honestly can't even remember. Aside from that, all my cars have had rubber ones.
Yeah, I've had plenty of both, to be totally honest with you. You know, I used to have some three-piece stuff, and I used to use the very small ones because the three-piece wheels don't always allow for TPMS.
Mm-hmm.
So what ends up happening is, you know, you end up using like TPMS sensors somewhere in the wheel. They have like these band clamps that go around, and sometimes you put one of those small valves in the back.
Yeah.
So you can fill up your tire. It was kind of annoying to me because every time I wanted to fill up my tire, I had to pass the thing through the spokes and then try to get one of those attachments. Like, not for me. But anyhow, so I guess when it comes down to metal versus rubber valves, there are some pros and cons. There are some pluses and minuses. I think that, you know, just figuring out which one works for you. I mean, obviously, there's the style aspect. There's no doubt that this
that's more visually appealing than the rubber one. Definitely.
I mean, look, I'll be totally transparent. As much as I just told you about how rubber valves, and I have rubber valves in the set of the wheels that I have in my car right now and the spare set that I have, but I'm about to put another set of wheels at some point in my car, and I'm probably using these black metal valves. So
nice.
So I just really think it's a matter of preference. And so I would say not only is preference, make sure they're quality pieces. This is a pretty nice piece. I'll be throwing it in there. But I just think there's a lot of misconception when it comes down to that stuff. And, you know, when it comes down to rubber valves too, when it comes to TPMS, you know, most of the time you don't necessarily need them because if you're going to be using a TPMS, it's one part of the sensor that comes with the stem.
Yeah.
And there's cars like, you know, like I have a Volkswagen that I daily drive, and, you know, my Volkswagen doesn't use TPMS sensors in the wheel. So its TPMS sensor system actually looks at the circumference of the wheel. So they use regular rubber pull-through valves.
Right.
So, you know, that's one of those things. I mean, you know, for OEs to put rubber valves in their wheels, it means that there is a totally exceptionable, you know, use for them, and it's okay. You know
right.
what I mean? But like anything else, make sure you're getting quality. Make sure you're, you know, happy with what you get. If you really feel that your tire installer or shop is not capable of sourcing good hardware, you can buy them online, I'm sure. Bring them there. Trust me, those guys love to be able to use your stuff and still charge it for them.
Oh, yeah.
So, That's it. What do you think?
I really don't know what else we can
say about valves. I agree. I can't tell you that this was my favorite one, but I will tell you that we get a lot of questions about it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and so you'll see that a lot of the content that we've done before, we've talked about how I prefer rubber valve stems. I prefer rubber valve stems. And, you know, we've and the reason really is because I find that in my experience over, you know,
this is easier.
15, all these, you know, 15, you know, 20 years of, you know, being kind of in this segment, the only time I've ever really had any valve issues, with exception of maybe twice, they've been from metal valves.
Mm-hmm.
Seals get leaky, lock nuts loosen up, you know, stuff like that. Caps that aren't made clearly out of the same material, and then they get bound onto a valve. Yeah, I mean, it's real stuff. It happens.
I've had that issue before. Eventually, I just wound up not running anything.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Those are my thoughts. Those are my opinions. I hope that there was a little plus and minus section there where at least you have kind of what's going on. But I mean, everybody's got to pick their own thing. I think if you would look at a lot of the people that are, whether they're racing or not, I think you would find a good split in the people that would advocate, you know, aftermarket people that would advocate for metal versus rubber.
Yeah.
I think you have a lot of people out there that are just going to be like, no, the rubber ones are fine. Like, you know, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll see. So, anyhow, I doubt you have any questions about valve stems, but if for some reason you do, throw them down below. We'll try to answer them. You know, I don't know if there's going to be too many. I hope that if you have been sent this video by us, it's because you had a whole bunch of questions, and hopefully this video answered it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's where we're at. Let's see. It's Friday. There's a potential that there'll be a new piece of content going up on YouTube on... No, it's Wednesday. But there's a potential that there'll be a new piece of content going up on Friday. So there's that. Make sure you join us later.
Scott.
It's getting tough.
Do you want me to do the outro? You're getting getting a little tongue-tied.
I don't know.
All right. I'll take over from here. Friday, there might be a new piece of content. We go live every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Instagram. Most of the time on Facebook. Did you go last week on Facebook as well? Nice. Yeah. I wasn't here, but Scott got it covered.
I was here.
Anyways, that is it for this week's Wheel Wednesday podcast. Thank you for watching. Again, don't forget to hit the like button and subscribe.
Yeah.
And we will see you next week.
Take care.